USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia and the United States have carried out an unexpected prisoner exchange on Wednesday. Marine veteran Trevor Reed was exchanged for a Russian drug trafficker. Trevor Reed's parents, Paula and Joey, on CBS News.
But he's doing better. We spoke to him early this morning, right after he got on the plane, and he sounded a little subdued, kind of like he was maybe in shock. And but then we spoke to him, I guess, about an hour ago, and sounded much better. They had got some fluids and food into him.
Trevor was sentenced for 9 years for allegedly grabbing a police officer's arm during a DUI arrest. Richard Olson, a former U.S. ambassador to Pakistan and United Arab Emirates, has been criminally charged for an undisclosed lobbying campaign for the Qatari government. Olson, a career Foreign Service officer under President Obama, says he plans to plead guilty. USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. There are two things that I care about. I'm always working on my health and fitness, and I care so much about preventing illness. And that's where vitamin D comes in. Vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin. How do you know if you have low levels of vitamin D? Most people don't. Sons of Liberty, our regular sponsors of CBD, have been working with a group of scientists to create this patent-pending spray vitamin. Five sprays contain a whopping 15,000 IUs of vitamin D3. It's instantly in your bloodstream, providing amazing protection against illness, and the taste is amazing. Protect yourself and your loved ones this season with this great-tasting vitamin D3 spray from Sons of Liberty. For my listeners only, GoSonsOfLiberty.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product when you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business. GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Make the healthy choice and choose GoSonsOfLiberty.com. Use code WAR15 to get up to 15% off. GoSonsOfLiberty.com.
How to sell more opioids. That was a topic in Washington, D.C.
The top executives for the consulting firm McKinsey & Company faced the House Oversight Committee's questions about the part the company played in America's opioid crisis. This follows a committee report which found some consultants worked for health regulators even while they advised opioid drug makers on how to boost sales of their prescription painkillers. Ranking Republican member from Kentucky, James Comer, says the Biden administration should be held accountable for illegal drugs coming across the border.
Democrats aren't interested in fact-finding. They want the public to believe the opioid crisis is still driven by overprescribing. It is not. It is driven by the thousands of pounds of fentanyl and other illicit opioids pouring across our southern border every single day because of President Biden's open border policy.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Thank you, Mr. Berg. We are USA Radio News.
The MyPillow.com clearance continues. Roll and go anywhere. MyPillow's $9.99. The Body Pillow, $39.99. And MyPillow bath sheets on sale, 50% off. Use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You'll also get a free copy of Mike Lindell's book. MyPillow.com/radio specials. Use promo code USA or 1-800-951-8175.
With the sale of Twitter to Elon Musk this week, the deal won't close for a few more months, but that hasn't stopped the people that realize Twitter can be manipulated to shun a segment of society from claiming they'll be shunned when Elon takes over. Republican Senator John Kennedy on Fox News weighs in.
They're also not normal Americans. They believe, for example, that kids should be able to change their gender at recess. They believe that cops are more of a problem than criminals. They believe that government employees in Florida have a constitutional right to talk to five-year-olds about sexuality. Now, again, that's all okay. This is American. You can believe what you want. But they can't and shouldn't censor those on Twitter who disagree with him. Mr. Musk has bought it, and here's what I think he should do. I think he should call in all the woke Twitter executives and say, folks, we're going to start respecting free speech. I promise you at least one will say, Mr. Musk, we can't do that, and I won't do that. That's the one Mr. Musk should fire.
Seeing how sanctions were a complete failure in stopping Russia from invading Ukraine, the topic has now gone to nuclear weapons and war crimes. The Center for Research on Energy and Clean Air is reporting why sanctions failed. Russia received about $66 billion in fossil fuel sales in the 2 months since the forces invaded Ukraine. The biggest buyers? European Union, Germany, Italy, and China. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.